You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
They're the world's number one military contractor, as well as the world's biggest arms exporter. They build the Patriot missile for $91 million per rocket. Every U.S. taxpayer gives them $105 annually. They are Lockheed Martin. And now they're coming to Canada. Indeed, Lockheed Martin has been building up their presence in Canada for several years, and they are looking to further expand that presence. Tamara Lawrence is a member of the Halifax Peace Coalition. She is also part of the Nova Scotia Voices of Women for Peace, and she joins me by phone to discuss this development. Hello, Tamara.
Hello.
Now, can you tell us a little about the scope of Lockheed Martin's presence in Canada?
Well, Lockheed Martin is the largest defense contractor in Canada. So the Canadian Defense Review just listed Lockheed Martin for 2009 to be 2008 to 2009 to be also the largest weapons manufacturer in the country. And this is as you said in your introduction, the largest weapons manufacturer in the world, and they've got four offices in Canada. They've got an office in Canada just outside of Ottawa, an office in Montreal, and they have two offices in Nova Scotia, one in Dartmouth and then one in Halifax. And we have noticed in the last 2 years, because our peace organizations have been, you know, following the troubling rise of militarism and the increase in the military spending over the last decade, and we've been very troubled by the fact that Lockheed Martin is expanding in our province of Nova Scotia and, quite frankly, right across the country. And one of the things that we've been looking at is the lobbyist database. So the federal government has a public national lobbyist registration database that any Canadian can have a look at. And we have been tracking for the last year and a half the lobbying efforts of the biggest weapons manufacturer, and of course, in particular, Lockheed Martin. And what we've discovered is really very serious. Lockheed Martin has, you know, over 20 active current lobbyists, and these lobbyists are ex-Canadian military men, and they've been, you know, knocking on the doors of our members of parliament, you know, in Ottawa, and senators and other, you know, bureaucrats, knocking on their doors saying, you've got to increase the military budget, you've got to buy our weapons, our combat systems, our fighter jets. And many Canadians don't know that this is happening, and they don't know that it's weapons manufacturers like Lockheed Martin, but Lockheed Martin is the largest, but there are others like, you know, Boeing, Raytheon, General Dynamics, L3, etc., that are doing this kind of lobbying, you know, behind our backs, trying to increase the military budget. And that has real implications in terms of federal spending. So Canadians need to know that our military spending has doubled in the last 10 years, and it's projected to rise by another $12 billion over the next 20 years. And that has implications on how we spend in other areas that are real Canadian priorities, like healthcare and education, on public transportation, on renewable energies, on things like that. Those are our real priorities. But instead, so much of our federal dollars are going to military spending to buy the products of these weapon manufacturers like Lockheed Martin. So in Nova Scotia, for instance, we've started a campaign called, you know, Lockheed Martin Get Lost, because in April of this year, our provincial government, under the Conservative Premier Rodney MacDonald, announced a growth strategy for Lockheed Martin. Because what happened was, in last year, the federal government gave Lockheed Martin a $2 billion contract to upgrade the frigate systems, the combat systems on the frigates. $2 billion federally. Then Lockheed Martin in Nova Scotia, because we have a naval base in Nova Scotia, then Lockheed Martin came to our provincial government and said, you know, we want to have a payroll rebate. If we're going to, you know, hire software developers and engineers to help, you know, design and build, you know, a new combat system on the frigates, we want a payroll rebate. So our provincial government gave Lockheed Martin a $1.4 million payroll rebate over the next 5 years. So not only did the largest weapons manufacturer on the planet get, you know, $2 billion from our federal government, but it also got, you know, almost $2 million from our provincial government. And this is a weapons manufacturer that earned, you know, worldwide revenues of sales revenues of $45 billion, and it profits of you know, $4 billion in profits. Their CEO, Robert Stevens, was able to earn, you know, last year compensation. He has a base salary of about $14 million plus stock options and benefits, totaling $30 million a year. And people need to know that, you know, his executive compensation, the profits of Lockheed Martin, are really the really Canadian tax dollars, are really the tax dollars of individuals, of citizens around the world. Lockheed Martin, you know, pursues defense contracts from governments around the world, and it's not right.
And why are we seeing this expansion of military spending in Canada?
We are seeing that for a number of reasons. The most direct is a new defense policy statement that came out last year called the Canada First Defense Strategy. So it was released in June of 2008, and it's about 30 pages. I'd really encourage listeners to go to the Department of National Defense website and look at this document, the Canada First Defense Strategy. And what it outlines is a plan to increase the military budget by $490 billion over the next 20 years. So currently, the Canadian military and Department of National Defense gets $18 billion. Now, that's doubled in the last 10 years. And so this new defense policy statement says by 2027, the Canadian military will get $30 billion. So it will go from $18 billion this year to $30 billion by 2027. And it also outlines a very close relationship and partnership between the Canadian government and the Department of National Defense and the military, plus industry and academia, plus a very close relationship with industry. And the policy statement acknowledges that an increase in military spending will be good for business, will be, you know, good for defense contractors. That's really a euphemism for weapons manufacturers. And so Lockheed Martin and other weapons manufacturers are applauding this Canada's new direction, the new spending and the new partnership between the federal government and the defense sector. And we know, you know, from, you know, historically, we know that war is good for business, and the war in Afghanistan has already cost Canadian taxpayers $18 billion, and it's disproportionately gone to buy tanks, to buy a new unmanned aerial vehicle, to buy, you know, weapons and to be used in Afghanistan. It hasn't been gone. It hasn't been going to, you know, help rebuild the country. It hasn't been going to development. It's been going disproportionately to the military. So the Canada First Defense Strategy is a policy statement that came out from the federal government last year, and it was never, Canadians were never consulted. Canadians were never asked, is this the direction that we want for our military? And all of the polls show that Canadians are opposed to the war in Afghanistan. They're opposed to a war-fighting role for the Canadian military. Canadians see our military as peacekeepers and not as war fighters. And so Canadians, if they knew about this new policy statement, they would be really opposed to it, because it really doesn't reflect the values of Canadians, and it also doesn't reflect our priorities. When the federal government did a budget survey asking Canadians, how do you want the your money spent. Defense and military spending is ranked, number 20. It's at the bottom of the barrel. Canadians want our tax dollars to go to education, health, environment, and to sustain a healthy economy. Canadians should know that on environment, we spend only $1 billion on environment and about $1.6 billion on climate change programs. And climate change is our greatest human security threat, not, the war on terror, but we're spending 18 times as much on the military than we are on environment. So that should really be of concern to Canadians. And environmental groups like David Suzuki Foundation or the World Wildlife or Canadian Parks and Wilderness, they can't afford any lobbyists in Ottawa. And so, the environmental community can't sustain, a lobbying effort to in Ottawa. They can't compete against, a well-funded defense lobby in Ottawa. And so this is why, we see this huge increase in the military spending. And it's a real concern because the profits that Lockheed Martin is making is really on the backs of Canadian taxpayers. And so in Nova Scotia, like I said, we have launched this campaign, Lockheed Martin Get Lost. We want Lockheed Martin out of our province, and we don't want the provincial government, we don't want our federal government facilitating and supporting these types of economic strategies, these types of weapons manufacturers. This is not the direction that we want our economy to go in this direction. We don't want a highly militarized economy like we see in the United States.
Tamara, what can people do to register their opposition to the growing involvement of Canada with military weapons suppliers like Lockheed Martin?
They can do a number of things. They need to pay attention to the military spending. They need to start expressing to their members of parliament and to the federal government that they are opposed to an increase to the military spending. They want to see that money instead go to support our real priorities. What will really help, sustain life, will help us decarbonize, create a new, green peace economy. And they also need to pay attention to military policy and to what the military is doing, and to join Canadians on at the end of October. I believe it will be Saturday, October 25th. It's a pan-Canadian day of action to call for the troops to get out of Afghanistan. So we want to have a peacekeeping, a peace-building, a humanitarian aspect role for our Canadian military, and not a war-fighting role to the military. And there are some resources that listeners can look at to find more information. Project Plowshares has a great website. The ceasefire.ca is also another excellent website. And there are a couple of resources that I would encourage listeners to read. One is a really famous book called War is a Racket, written by General Smedley Butler in 1935, and it's an incredible indictment of the defense contractors, even at that time, and criticizing them for the war profiteering that happened in the First World War and the lead-up to the Second World War. It's an amazing book that really people should read. And the other one is Dr. Martin Luther King wrote an excellent speech. He delivered it in 1967 at the Riverside Church in New York, and it's called Beyond Vietnam. And he talks about, he says, a nation that spends more on military is approaching, a nation that spends more on the military than social uplift is approaching spiritual death. And he talks about, a revolution of values, and he just really critiques the military spending and the war in Vietnam. And there are many parallels today with our military being engaged in the war in Afghanistan.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to us today, Tamara.
Oh, it's no problem. Thank you so much for raising awareness of this really important issue.
I've been talking with Tamara Lawrence. She's a member of both the Halifax Peace Coalition and the Nova Scotia Voices of Women for Peace.